and it's tears going. Fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom.
What is up, everybody? Happy Tuesday. Doesn't it feel like it should be Friday, though? That seems to be a theme these days. Folks, welcome. Welcome. My name's Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Whether it's Tuesday or Friday, I will be with you here every day from 2 to 4 p.m. across the Civic Media Talk Radio Network. Got a great show for you today. Our new segment, The State Slate with Dan Schaefer. You're going to hear from Dan at the bottom of this hour at 2:30. And very excited to be bringing State Supreme Court candidate, current Dane County Circuit Court Judge Susan Crawford's going to be joining me at 3:30. She had an op-ed that was published today in the Capital Times. We're going to talk about that. Get to know Judge Crawford a little bit. Maybe ask her a couple of questions about some of the interesting coverage of her opponent and some knee pads. I guess that's a thing. We'll talk all about it with the judge. Again, that's coming up at 3:30. Folks, again, I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on Civic Media. Yesterday, I promised you all that I would try to pull together an assemblage, if you will, of some of the crazy stuff that's been going on since Donald Trump took office. I'm going to call it a laundry list because there's a lot. We can't possibly talk about every nook and cranny of it, though we will dive deep where it is necessary. I, of course, being your friendly lady lawyer, an economist, a nerd that you hear on the radio every day, we'll dive deep where we need to. But I thought, you know, it might be helpful to take account of where we stand in this moment, because it occurs to me we might need to ask ourselves, what in the heck is going on? And to the extent that we have concerns about this, what do we do about it? Like, what is the big stinking picture here? Because, again, every day there seems to be more and more and more that is going on. Of course, today, a lot of the most recent breaking news about Donald Trump's efforts to dismantle the Department of Education. I'm going to get to that. And as I like to do, we both talk about the very specific things happening on today or the day. I want to give you, again, what do I think is really going on here? And what are some of the things that we can all do about it? So we're going to start with sort of the laundry list of things this afternoon. And after I talk with Judge Crawford and before Judge Crawford, I'll give you my what do we do about it? What's my big picture take on all of this? But I wanted to ask each and every one of you, because I know my list is going to miss some things. What are the items that you have noticed that Donald Trump is doing or has undertaken that have you concerned? Because as much news as I read and that we talk about every day together on Civic Media, I'm going to miss some things. So I want you to join me in trying to make sure that we have a comprehensive laundry list this afternoon. You can do that by either calling or texting 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. And listen, ladies, I know that there's some of you out there listening. Talk radio is not just for the gentlemen. I know there are some ladies listening out there. If you are a female, especially if you are male or female, a first-time caller to the show, you will go to the top of the call list. I want to hear from you. And of course, if that's not your jam and you just want to text in, that works too. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Which one of the, I don't know, 100-plus things has Donald Trump done in these first 3 weeks of his administration that have got you concerned? Again, participate with me. We're all about the real news and the great conversation here at Civic Media. But let us dig in. Now, I'm going to spend a little bit more time on a few of these items than I may others. Please do not take that as me blowing off the seriousness of some of the items on this list. There simply are only 24 hours in the day and, you know, a limited number of minutes in our little radio segments here. So we got to get through the list. But again, add to the list. Ask me about the list. And if I don't get to something today that you think merits a little bit more exploration, maybe a little bit of my nerdiness, hey, guess what? We got a segment for that on Fridays. It's called Ask Maggie. We're going to do that every Friday at 3 p.m. If you've got a question, an issue that you want me to discuss, and you don't want me to go on about it forever and ever, which I sometimes do, not to worry. Email in your question or topic to askmaggie@civicmedia.us, and we will cover it on Friday at 3. And the hook there, the catch, is that I can only talk about it for 90 seconds. So there's a beginning, a middle, and the end, and then I get cut off. So let's dive right in. Maybe I'm going to talk about the terrible aviation accident that we had, just so that we all, it's a bit of spot news from last week, just so that we're all on the same page here. On January 20th, Trump fired the Federal Aviation Administration director. That was the day he was sworn in. The day after, he froze all air traffic controller hiring. All of it. Not a single additional hire. On January 22nd, he disbanded in its entirety the Aviation Safety Advisory Committee. What do you need that for? People worried about aviation safety. It was on day two of his administration. On January 28th, he sent the old buyout slash ransom slash bribery letter to all the FAA employees. Oh, and all other government employees, which I think they have by like this weekend to say, yeah, I'll quit and you pay me for 8 months, even though there's not really a budget line item for that anywhere in the federal budget. Yeah, just, you know, those few things, the firing of the FAA director, freezing all air traffic controller hiring, disbanding the Aviation Safety Advisory Committee, then, of course, the buyout ransom letter on January 28th. All those things happening, and the accident was on January 29th. Today, in addition to the Department of Education, which I will get to in a moment, Trump signed executive orders withdrawing the United States from the UN Human Rights Council. Yeah, not so much about human rights anymore. He also executed executive orders to cut U.S. funding for the UN Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian refugees. So that. And then tomorrow, you know, the thing that has the biggest impact on every middle class pocketbook. He's taking care of that. Yes, he is signing an EO tomorrow that aims to bar men from competing in women's sports. You know, everybody's bottom line. I'm sure it'll make eggs cheaper, gas cheaper, and reduce the cost of living in this country. We don't know what the scope of that EO is going to be. Is it going to be high school sports, grade school sports, college sports, just professional competitive sports? What sports? Are the Olympic teams? Which, by the way, and I've talked about this before, all should get a different level of analysis. This isn't the easiest question, but my guess is Donald Trump is going to engage in a nuanced, very sensitive analysis of transgender rights and issues, assess the circumstances under which transgender athletes make. No, he's not going to do that. My guess, I'm telling you right now, the EO he signs tomorrow on this will be very, very wide-reaching, no nuance at all. Okay, what else is happening? Of course, the funding freeze that wasn't, but then it was, which held up and shut down all sorts of Medicare and Medicaid payments, Social Security, shut down a ton of websites across the government. You know, that's happening. USAID. Yeah, that is the big one. Apparently, Elon Musk thinks that USAID, which, by the way, is one of the our national security agencies, that thing needs to be, quote, fed to the wood chipper. So, yeah, he's apparently taken control. There was a bit of a protest this weekend. Elon Musk, including a kid that just graduated from high school, you know, the best of the best, because Elon and Donald Trump are all about meritocracy. Yeah, a kid that just graduated from high school, they're all apparently mucking about in the USAID offices and on the servers. They've had access to national security classified information that they don't have clearances to look at. Yeah, USAID. By the way, USAID is how we deliver, like, famine relief. USAID workers have been on the ground in places like Sudan, Yugoslavia when it fell, every place where egregious human rights violations are occurring, where people are starving to death, where disease outbreaks occur. Side by side, our military, when they are deployed, this is where you find employees of USAID. Yeah, get rid of that. Let's see. Moving on. Oh, yeah. Elon Musk. Speaking of the Musk of it all, Elon Musk taking over the Office of Personnel Management, access to all personally identifiable information, including social security numbers, compensation, personnel evaluations for the entirety of the federal employee ranks. That's happening. Oh, yeah. The Bureau of the Fiscal Service, he's in there too. That's the trillions and trillions of government spending. He's now got his finger on those buttons as well. We, of course, have the DEI purge getting shut down, and whatever DEI means to Trump, which no one has clearly ever defined. Does it include just history that's about black and brown people? Like, does that go? Can we not use the word women or black people? I don't know. That's happening. We're going to come back with the DEI purge, and then I'm going to get into the Department of Education. Everybody on the text lines, I see you. I'm going to give you some love when we come back. Shout out your additions to this list. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show. You are listening, of course, to the Civic Media Radio Network, where we're all about the real news and great conversation. This conversation continues with your text and phone calls, 855-752-4842. What's on your laundry list of crazy stuff, Donald Trump? Office. We continue the list making. And don't worry, everybody. I'm going to put it all together for you. What does it all mean, and what should we do about it before this show is over this afternoon? Come back with us after these brief messages right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.